Digital music services, led by Spotify and Amazon, but also including Pandora and Google, are protesting a ruling which was set to increase songwriter streaming payouts in the United States by 44%. David Israelite, boss of the National Music Publishers Association, has been left outraged by this move, even suggesting that Spotify and Amazon, in particular, are declaring war on songwriters. Here, MBW catches up with Israelite to ask him what happens now and what happens next. Please explain the background of what's going on here, why the rate rise is so necessary in terms of publisher versus label payouts, typically from streaming services, and the situation we're now in.
Sure. So for streaming companies like Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Pandora, Google Play, they have to take two different licenses. One from record labels and artists, which is negotiated in a free market, and one from songwriters and music publishers, which unfortunately is under a compulsory license in the United States. So every 5 years, we have to go in front of three judges. They have a trial, and those judges then tell us what the rates are going to be that those services have to pay songwriters. We did that. We went through a 2-year trial, and at the end of 2017, the trial ended. And in January of 2018, the court came out with a decision of what the rates would be for the next 5 years. And in that decision, songwriters and music publishers were very happy to learn that for only the second time in history, they were receiving a meaningful increase in the amount that they're paid for these types of reproductions or uses of their songs. Because of how long the process plays out in the courts, it was only yesterday at the end of the day as the deadline of when the digital services had to decide whether to appeal that decision up to a higher court of appeals. Apple made the decision not to do that and to accept the rates as ordered by the court. Spotify and Amazon decided that they wanted to appeal that decision and attack it. And what they really are trying to do is reverse the decision, which would have the effect of cutting payments to songwriters by up to a third of what they pay them. And so we now will be engaged in an appellate process in the courts, but I think it's also going to be a much larger relationship damage that is done by this decision, because I think it unmasks Spotify and Amazon and shows their really true colors when it comes to how they feel about the songwriters that write the songs that make their services even possible.
Are you confident that the NMPA and the publishing community can prevail in the appellate court?
Oh, I am. I think it's ridiculous that they're appealing it. The standard that the appellate court will use is whether or not the judges abused their discretion when setting these new rates. We put on almost a 2-year trial, dozens and dozens of witnesses, experts, thousands of pages of testimony entered into the record. And at the end of the process, the judges came up with the decision based on what was presented to them. The idea that somehow they abused their discretion by giving songwriters a rate increase is ridiculous.
Who are the worst actors, in your opinion? You named Spotify and Amazon specifically yesterday. And who other than Apple Music has declined to oppose the rate rise? Who is significant in not appearing in these appeals?
Sure. So there were five parties in the trial, and they were Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora, and Google. Of those five parties, Apple is the good actor. They're the ones that value their relationship with songwriters and didn't appeal. Spotify and Amazon are the bad actors. They're the ones that drove the decision to appeal the decision. The reason we didn't mention Pandora and Google in our statement is because it's fairly clear to us that those two companies didn't want to appeal and are only doing so to protect their interest because Spotify and Amazon are the ones that decided to appeal. So they get a pass, and our focus will be on Spotify and Amazon as the bad actors.
What do you make of Spotify's quote in its statement? I mean, it was a joint statement with Google and Pandora, but led by Spotify, it's fair to say, and actually distributed by Spotify's communications team. They said that the Copyright Royalty Board decision to increase the rates harms both music licensees and copyright owners.
I saw that quote. I'm not sure I have ever seen a more patronizing and arrogant quote than the suggestion that somehow the decision which raises the rates of songwriters by 44% harms copyright owners, i.e. songwriters. It is insulting that they would come out and suggest that somehow they're appealing because this decision was bad for songwriters. And I think you'll get your answer by the reaction of the songwriter community about what they think, because I couldn't believe that they were suggesting that somehow this decision hurts songwriters. Songwriters have embraced this decision. It is a much needed rate increase. Again, only the second time in 110 years they've had a meaningful increase in rates. And the judges appropriately looked at the economic situation. They made a decision that songwriters were being underpaid. They ordered a rate increase that still, I believe, is lower than the value of the songs to the services. And this quote just strikes me as the height of arrogance. And it's just, I've never seen anything more patronizing.
Is the idea that Spotify is saying that this could harm copyright owners, is there a sort of tacit attempt to stir up trouble between publishers and record labels?
Sure, they might be trying to. I don't think it will be successful. It's a very unusual situation in that Spotify needs the license from both labels and from publishers. When they get a license from labels, they have to sit down across a negotiating table and negotiate that in a free market. The labels could say no, they can set their terms, and they have to come to an agreement. With the publishers, we don't have that same right, unfortunately. We have to go to this trial every 5 years and put on a case, and then we're told what the value of our songs are in these services, and we can't say no. And so the suggestion is that somehow, if songwriters get paid more, that is an issue for record labels as opposed to an issue for a Spotify or an Amazon. And it's really just confusing the issue. I don't think that they're going to be successful in any way, shape, or form of getting labels to agree with them. I think the labels and the artist community will stand by the sides of the songwriters and publishers who are going to fight this attack on their rates. Labels and artists know that without a healthy songwriting community, you're not going to have good songs to record. And many artists are songwriters themselves. And so if that's their tactic, it won't be successful.
Spotify has made a energized PR attempt at winning over the songwriting community in recent years, and they've used this this brand Secret Genius and their own Secret Genius Awards to recognize and celebrate what you might call behind the scenes pop writers, the people who the general public might not know. Do you think that this action now could have long term implications for Spotify in particular's relationship with songwriters and publishers, especially following what we could call a dramatic fallout with Warner Chappell, ostensibly over royalty rates in India last week?
Oh, absolutely. It was clear that a lot of songwriters were very upset because they were looking at their royalty statements and seeing just how little they were getting paid from Spotify. And that's because, unlike the other interactive streaming services, Spotify offers a free service to consumers and they fund it with advertising dollars. And that service pays songwriters a terribly low rate. Songwriters were upset. And so Spotify engaged in a PR campaign to try to make nice with the songwriter community. They would throw parties, they would put up billboards, and they started this thing called the Secret Genius Program, as if somehow it was a secret that these were great songwriters, giving awards and honoring a group of very talented songwriters. Every penny that they have spent on that effort has gone to waste, because I can promise you that no one in the songwriting community is going to believe that Spotify cares at all about songwriters after taking this action.
Bit of a curveball question, but if you were Spotify right now, what do you think the right and ethical next step for them to take would be?
Well, the right thing for them to do is drop their appeal, accept the decision of the court, embrace the fact that they're paying songwriters up to only 15 cents on every dollar that they earn, which is still lower than it should be, and start to try to repair the damage of their approach to this. Songwriters are necessary and important business partners to Spotify, but they're treated instead like indentured servants. And it's insulting, and it's something that I think the songwriter community is getting fed up with, and I think this may be the final straw that breaks the back of the relationship between the entire creative community and services that want to exploit the music without treating the music partners like true partners.
On Apple Music in particular, the fact that they've chosen not to be in concert with Spotify and Amazon, the fact that they've chosen to stand by, it seems, stand by the songwriting community with their decision not to appeal. Like, how do you think that might impact Apple's relationship, on a more positive note, with the songwriting community?
Oh, I think it will significantly improve the relationship. I think Apple is now distinguished from two of their competitors because of the way that they treat their songwriter partners. And it's something that has been a longstanding approach by Apple and several other issues as well. And now this is the latest demonstration that they respect the writers much more than their competitors do. And I think that that's going to play out in a lot of different ways in how it benefits Apple going forward.
Did you have any comments specifically on the Warner Chappell Spotify fallout in India and the fact that Spotify tried to effectively subvert the need for a direct license from a major publishing company?
Well, I think now that decision of how Spotify treated songwriters in India or in many other situations is all being tied together by this most recent action of appealing the rate decision. This is a company that doesn't respect its songwriter partners, and it manifests itself in many different ways, that being one.
What can songwriters and publishers do to help their cause and the NMPA's cause on this matter in the coming weeks as you go to the appellate court?
That's a great question. I think right now, phase one is just to educate the songwriting community about what's going on. These are, you know, sometimes complicated issues that are done behind sometimes closed courtroom doors. And our first goal is to educate the creative community about what Spotify and Amazon have just done. The second phase will be then providing them something that they can do to help. And we are meeting right now with the songwriter groups and with others to discuss the best way to move forward with our campaign. And I promise you, we will be coming out with specific action steps that songwriters, fans of music, artists, all people who are concerned about this can engage, because this will not just simply be a legal fight in an appellate courtroom. This is going to be a much larger struggle of really anybody who cares about songwriters against this giant tech conglomerate of Amazon and Spotify that have come out and decided to attack the people that make the music that fuel their services.
Irving Azoff, for one, has come out to criticize Spotify, Amazon, and others and praise Apple in this matter. Would you like to see a concerted effort from all areas of the industry, anyone who works with the songwriting community, record labels included? Would you like to see some noise coming from those quarters?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the entire music ecosystem appreciates that it all starts with songwriters and that the songwriting community has been under attack. Different people have different leverage points when it comes to their interactions with companies like this. Unfortunately for songwriters, most of their rights are bundled up into compulsory licenses or consent decrees that don't give them much power to make decisions about who they're going to do business with. And that's one of the reasons why I think Spotify and Amazon feel like they can abuse the songwriters, is because they don't have to sit across from a negotiating table with them and come to an agreement on using their songs. And so they think they can take advantage of them. And so we'll be looking at all the different ways that we can engage on this. But I think for now, the important message to take out of yesterday's development is that these companies have shown their true colors. They don't respect songwriters. They are attacking songwriters to try to cut what they pay them. And it's time for everybody to rise up and say enough.
David Israelite, thanks very much for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thank you.